when the former head of National Prostitution Authority in South Africa, Mr. Bodelani Ngoka, said a year ago that there is prima facie evidence of corruption against the deputy president, but he will not prosecute him because that case is not winnable. We said that is wrong. You can't create such a cloud over the head of a person like a deputy president of the country and of the ANC. Now, the Durban court, Judge Squires, makes the same consistent comment. He further finds the deputy president in absentia and found him guilty, and make by inference, by association, by assumption, which is a miscarriage of judgment, but also a miscarriage of our justice, that a person cannot be found guilty in absentia, even by inference. And as such, the local media has indeed, and a lot of other political opposition parties, have in fact found the president, the deputy president, guilty as charged, although he was not given a trial.
Well, what do you think is the best way to resolve this? Some say there should be an investigation to decide one way or the other whether there's any evidence against Mr. Zuma. What's your view?
Well, we subscribe to that view. In fact, that has been our view since that anybody, whether it's a state, whether through the NPA or coming out of the Durban High Court and Judge Squire's recommendation, what is clear is that somebody might have evidence to convict and charge the deputy president. Let that body proceed so that the deputy president, what we're crying for is that he must be given an opportunity for him to stand and answer the allegations which are made against him, because it cannot continue to hang over his head that there is a general corruption of relations. He knew about encrypted faxes and other things which he's been implicated in terms of Judge Squire's judgment. He has got to be charged and go before the court of law. He must have his day at least to clear his name. He's either found guilty by that court or he's innocent. But we can't allow him to be trialed by both the media and the public trial and already find him guilty, because every citizen is presumed innocent until you're found guilty by the court of law.
Some are saying that Mr. Zuma should step down following the conviction of Shabir Sheikh because of their very close association. What is your view?
Well, that close relationship, it has not been tested, even that fact. Somebody must hear the side of Zuma first, because if you were to say he must step down on the basis of what? You see, the law, how it applies, I suppose even in America, if person A, what applies to John, it does not mean automatically or cut and paste. It applies by substitution. It applies to Peter or John. The issue is that if I've been found guilty, it cannot be by inference that a person, a friend of mine, is also found guilty, although that person was not given an opportunity to state his case. The fact that Shabir has been found, it does not follow simply logic that on the basis of the same region, another court, another judge may find the deputy president guilty on the basis of the same grounds that he found Mr. Sheikh guilty. So it's a miscarriage of judgment, miscarriage of our justice. Even voodoo lawyers would agree that it's a malicious way of interpreting the law. And we think people who say the deputy president must step down, they are not only malicious, but they are like heartless. They don't have a heart. Their reasons, they are both material and political.
Should the deputy president address the media and the nation of South Africa to state his innocence in your view, or should he just wait until the national prosecuting authority decides to file charges or not?
It's not the public that is making allegations against him. It's not the public that incriminated him. It's the NPA, the National Prosecuting Authority. It is that body which must prove to the people of South Africa that he is guilty or not guilty. For him to speak in public, to incriminate himself, I don't think that would be a good option. But if he so wishes, as a deputy president, he can do so. But beyond that, he has got to have an opportunity to address and speak in terms of the allegations that are made against him.